equal to 88.3's dial position of sorts. 23 minutes now before 10 o'clock. So we're going to talk a little bit about Hope Academy in just a moment and the good work that they do. A little bit later today, you'll get a chance to see this group and also enjoy quite a lot of free activities as part of the 4th annual Halloween Mayhem taking place at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, opening up just about 11:30 and continuing until early afternoon. Just to set the scene for you, we have a couple of guitars and a bassist and 6 performers who are eagerly awaiting to perform for you. They are known as the Hatco Hope Academy Teen Theater Company, and here they are. Well done, that is the Hatco the Hatco Theater Company, the teen theater company of Hope Academy. I got that right. And I want to talk to everybody again, actually, because I want to learn more about how you do this. We were having some fun with Halloween before, but now we should talk to everybody. So come on and have a seat. And we're going to talk to you guys, too, believe it or not. We'll find room for everybody. But I want to learn a little bit more about Hope Academy and what goes on there. And I also just want to learn about how this group came together, the Hatco Theater Company. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and the people that you just heard, were performing live here for you on the radio. So who, I think Jewel is able to tell me more. There she is. And she was the soloist who you heard singing. I think the only, I mean, everybody was singing so well, but you had a couple solos there, didn't you? Sort of singing out.
I had the end.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thank
so first,
you.
Tell me more about yourself. Some people may just be tuning in. Where do you, are you in school?
Yes,
now?
I'm in Kappa.
Ah, that explains that great voice. What year are you in?
My 11th grade year.
Do you know Brené? I think she goes to, does she go to Kappa, Brené Hill?
Anna knows her.
I was with Brené last week for our One Young World Teen Reporter program. She has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
She was singing away. What is your major at Kappa?
I'm actually in visual arts.
Ah, great. And so what do you do? Is it painting or computer?
Sculpture, ceramics, stuff like that. Like, I really like using my hands.
Well, that's great. So tell us about Hope Academy.
Well, let me just say I love Hope Academy. Just from, I feel like we're a big family when it involves, we sing, we act, we dance. There's musical theater for little kids. The age group is around 3 to 18, so everybody gets to do something. It's affordable. Everyone can do it, and it's really fun. I really like it.
How long have you been involved, Joel?
3 years now.
And where do you meet?
We meet in the Presbyterian Church.
Which?
In East Liberty.
Okay, the really pretty one with the big steeple, the older church. That's terrific. Now, here you are at Kappa. You've got plenty of opportunities to sing and perform, theoretically. Mm. What does Hope Academy offer that is different?
It offers a family. In Kappa, Kappa's a great school. Everybody gets to do something in their own way, but here, I can sing, I can act, I can just do what I feel, and we also get a lot of creative opportunities to participate in. The teachers ask us questions, ask for our opinions. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds like you get some leadership opportunities, too, because when I said who can speak on behalf of Hope Academy, the adults here immediately pointed to you and some of the other older kids that are here. Which is terrific. Do you have any aspirations for after you finish up at Kappa? Have you thought about what you might like to do?
I really want to go to college for communication and help kids my age learn how to be leaders in their communities. Because in Hope Academy, I'm learning how to be a leader, and I really want to help everybody else.
Well, that's terrific. I hope you're keeping track with the Pittsburgh Promise. I suspect you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a great program to continue on with college. I wish it had been around for me. And we would love to show you more about what we do sometime because we do a lot of work with kids and communications. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who's listening?
I would love to give a shout out to my mother. I know probably everybody says that, but
Jewel's mother. Every you know, often people do want to give a shout out to your mom. It happens all the time. Anybody else?
Oh, and my granddad. It's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa.
And Miss Linda.
Miss Linda.
Yep, definitely Miss Linda.
Oh, you know Miss Linda. Yes. Hi, Miss Linda. That's Miss Linda A, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we know Ms. Linda. Well, great. Anything else you want to say?
That's it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Now let's meet for real. We were talking about Halloween before. Tell me your name.
Emma Gilby.
Emma Gilby. And you called SLB when you were 4 years old. She called and went on the air to answer a puzzle. It was a Hank Pink puzzle. It was the clue. It was a rhyming answer to a really neat educational building, right? And it was cool school.
Yeah, I think it was like something like pool school. There were a couple of them, actually.
Oh, yeah, like a place like that teaches you swimming might be a pool school. Now, you mentioned you're homeschooled, right?
Yes, I am.
And what year are you in now?
I'm in ninth grade.
Great. And what's Hope Academy done for you?
Well, Hope Academy is awesome. This is actually my first year with them, so I'm fairly new. But the teaching artists are really incredible. They have so much experience just because they are artists. They're not just teachers. And it's really nice to have that.
What community do you live in?
Ingram.
So it sounds, again, like it's a home away from home, a family to offer. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? Any shout-outs?
My little brother, Benji.
And Jules' mom.
Yes. Yeah, and Jules' mom.
Again.
I'll save my mom for my sister to say.
And thank you. And your sister is 80s girl over here. And tell me your name again.
Grace.
Hi, Grace. And are you homeschooled as well?
Yes.
What year are you in?
Seventh grade.
And what are you doing that's especially interesting right now, school-wise? Anything in math or science?
We've been learning a lot of cool history stuff, like about the Cold War and stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the Cold War's interesting to talk about these days. Any shout-outs for you, especially your mom, right?
Yes. Mom, Dad, and, of course, my little brother, Benji, just like Emma said.
And you're also in Ingram as your sister,
yep.
I'm guessing. And can you tell me about Hope Academy? Is this relatively new for you to be involved, or if you've been with Hope Academy for a while?
This is my first year as well. And it's just fun to go every week and do a bunch of stuff that I really enjoy with a bunch of people that I really like.
That's great. And to have experiences like that is just terrific. Let's say hello to the rest of the people here. And again, I know some of you were talking to for the second time, but this is a new half hour. Plus, we're not talking about Halloween. We're talking about Hope Academy. What's your name?
Faith Williams.
Hi, Faith. And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 15. I go to Pin Hills High School.
Faith has this calm demeanor, doesn't she? You just seem so calm. Are you?
No.
How big is your class at Penn Hills? Do you know?
I don't know. When really, quite big. I know just about everyone in the class. But
when I was in school, Penn Hills was huge.
Yeah.
It was like 1,000 kids per class.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big anymore. What do you like to do?
I like singing. I like dancing. I like being with my friends. And Hope Academy offers all that.
Now, do you know where the name Hatco came from?
Hatco came from the Hope Academy Teen Theater Company.
Oh, duh. I should have figured that out. H-A-T Theater Company. I like it. See, I was thinking hat boxes or hats or everybody wears hats and does jazz hands and all that stuff. But do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hi to my grandma, who listens and supports everything I do.
Great. That's awesome that she does that. Nice to talk to you. And let's see who's sitting next to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me your name.
My name is Candace.
And Candace, what community do you live in and where do you go to school?
I live in Point Breeze. I go to Oakland Catholic High School.
And Oakland Catholic is a great school. What year are you in?
I'm in my freshman year.
How do you like it so far? It's a new school for you.
It's pretty good.
Now, do you play piano? I see you.
No, I play guitar.
Oh, okay. Because I saw you with your hands on the table sort of doing piano-y things. But how long have you played guitar?
About 3 years.
Now, you are not playing today.
No.
But do you play with Hatco at all?
No, not really.
Maybe one of these days,
maybe.
I guess. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Yes. I want to be working for one of the embassies.
Really?
To work in, like, arts relations, like, kind of connect with other countries through arts to make America a better place and more cultured.
That's a great aspiration. What inspired you to want to do that?
I like interacting with people. I love people. I love to listen to them. I just love to talk to people.
So there's an older student at your school whose name is Winona Rinkus, who's a senior this year, I think. She may be a junior. But we worked with her at the One Young World Summit last week. She was a youth reporter. And the website is pghyouthmedia.org. And she and about 32 other, there were even some ninth graders there too, interviewed international people. There were 180 different countries represented at One Young World. You might enjoy reading some of that and learning more. There's also the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh has some opportunities.
Okay.
Have you traveled overseas?
The only place I've really gone to is Bermuda.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you'd probably, if you could go to any other place to visit, is there one that's tops on your list?
I guess I would like to go to Spain.
That would be very nice. I've been there. I liked it. I wish I knew how to speak Spanish, though, when I was there. There was not nearly as much English as I thought there was going to be. Well, it's nice to talk to you, and let's meet the person that's there.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, I forgot to ask you if you wanted to say hi to anybody.
Oh, I like to say hi to my dad and my mom.
Great. Now we'll return to the person who started with just a hi. What's your name?
My name is Alex Plummer.
And you know the drill. Where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to the campus school of Carleigh University and I'm in seventh grade.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what do you like to do when you're not singing and acting?
Well, that's mostly my life, but I love children. Children are my favorite. They're so pure, and their spirits haven't really felt any bad yet, and they haven't learned to act bratty, really. Not really. I mean, they can get, like, crying and sobbing.
It's authentic. It's an authentic bratty, not a
not a
societally influenced bratty that takes place. So at Carleigh, you have a chance to see the school for younger kids when you're there.
Yes. And our school is a Catholic school. And, of course, it was started by the Sisters of Mercy. And it's very fun to be in an environment that feels like it's a family.
Nice. And I'm sure you feel that way about Hope Academy, too. How long have you been involved with Hope?
Well, I was in musical theater from 8 years old to 11, and then I started HATCO.
That's great. You want to say hi to anybody listening?
I want to say hi to my friend Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Yeah. She's my best friend.
Hi, Margaret. Does anybody ever try to call Margaret Marge or Maggie or Peggy or...
Well, she's called Margie. Sometimes, Margie, whatever.
What does she like?
Well, she likes to read books about love.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I was just asking if she likes Margaret or Margie.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. That was a sneaky way to get some information. Books about love. I'm just teasing. I wanted to know that, too. Interesting. Let's meet you. Hi.
Hi.
And tell me your name.
Mimi.
Hi, Mimi. And how are you involved? You were playing guitar today, but tell me more about yourself.
If you could call that playing.
I thought you played fine.
I do a lot of things at Hope Academy.
Now, are you in school now?
I'm homeschooled.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th.
It's nice to meet you. Do you have plans afterwards? Do you know what you might want to do?
Probably CCAC and go to Nova.
What's Nova?
It's a college in D.C. my cousin goes there and she says it's nice.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a sense of what you might want to have as a major? Sometimes it's a little early to really know.
I know exactly what I want to do.
Oh.
I want to do business, computer forensics, and Asian studies.
My gosh. Okay, you got it. I mean, I see Joel nodding your head. Uh-huh, check. That's terrific that you want to do that. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi, Oma.
Hi, Oma. Anybody else?
Allie.
Hello, Allie.
Hello, Allie.
And anybody else?
That's pretty much it. I can't think of anyone
Very
else.
Good. I forgot to ask Jewel where she's from. Jewel, what neighborhood are you from?
Holland Park.
Well, it's nice to meet everybody. Any adults want to say hello?
Mr. Michael.
I don't know if we have your mics on. Come on up to the table real closely here. Let's say hello to you. I won't ask you any deep personal questions, I promise. This is Mr. Michael, who has a wonderful voice and who is playing guitar. Yes, he was playing guitar. Hello, how do you fit in here?
Well, I'm the music director for the HATCO, the Hope Academy Teen Theater Company, and I work with these great young professional artists, great singers and great instrumentalists, so it's my pleasure. We work, as mentioned before, in a multidisciplinary setting where it's music, dance, drama, and today you all got to hear some of the music.
Yeah, these kids are great. How long have you been with Hope, Michael?
The reason I'm thinking is because the first relationship started way back in something like 2003. I was the executive director of the Guitar Society of Fine Art. We had a couple of people come in here and chat sometime, Don Moore and so on.
I remember you right. And I was trying to figure out why.
Right. So when the Guitar Society was looking for a place to do educational outreach, some people at the Hangs put me in contact with Linda Adelsberger of Hope Academy at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church. And that relationship has grown from strength to strength, and it's a great place to nurture talent. It's a great place to express my own talent. It's a wonderful avenue. The East Liberty Presbyterian Church has been very supportive of the program, so it's just a wonderful fit, and I enjoy it there. I have some other great teachers here with me. I have Mr. Anquinique Winfield, who is the vocal teacher, and we have Meredith, our drama teacher, somewhere. Yes, Anna's right there.
Oh, we're going to meet Anna, and it's nice to meet you two. If you want to say hello, you can. I don't want anybody to be left out. You know, some people would say there's enough drama as it is without teaching people to add drama, but no, drama's a good thing.
I have to make one shout out because just in case my two daughters, my 8-year-old Elisa and my 5-year-old Ileana are listening, they'll be like, Daddy didn't mention us.
Hi.
So hello, Elisa and Ileana, if you're listening.
I know they're listening. They're always listening. Elisa, Ileana, hello. Nice to have you tuned in. And this is Anna.
Yes.
Hello, or Anna. Is it Anna or Anna?
It's Anna.
Anna, nice to meet you. Tell me about yourself, please.
I play the bass and guitar, and I go to Kappa High School. I'm an instrumental major there, and I'm a junior.
Excellent. You probably know Paul Thompson.
Oh, of course.
I hear he knows how to play the bass.
He's a wonderful bass player.
He is. We have
been teacher.
Scheduled to come soon and to join us. And Kappa's cabaret is going to be happening. When is that? Is that?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I think it's. We already have you scheduled to come down, or folks from Kappa to come down. Would you like to? What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Highland Park or Regent Square, depending on the day.
Yes, real estate agents probably call it Shadyside. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I would like to say hello to my friends Caitlin and Brenna, who are listening, and my dad.
Great. Anybody else want to say anything that they forgot to say or wanted to say? Oh, please.
So I've got one final shout out to Stella and Aiden and Henry, if you're listening, hi.
That was Grace. Anybody else? Well, thank you for coming, and good luck. We should mention that today you can see these guys and hear more songs starting at about 11:30 at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which is right on Penn Avenue. It's a beautiful historic theater right on Penn Avenue in East Liberty, and you'll be able to see them. You wear a costume if you want. It's a great free festival, the fourth annual Halloween Mayhem Festival, taking place at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater today. Thank you, Hatko. A pleasure to have you here with us at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WRCT.